This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission of India has released the final voter list today as part of the Special Intensive Revision SIR in poll-bound Bihar. It is available on the official website of the Commission. According to the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers cum district magistrates. India-European Free Trade Association EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement TEPA will come into effect from tomorrow. The agreement was signed on 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. The agreement offers binding commitment of $100 billion investment in India in the next 15 years. It will also facilitate generation of 1 million direct jobs through such investment. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has expressed confidence that country's pharma exports are expected to cross $30 billion by this year from the present $27 billion. Speaking on the occasion of the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Department of Biotechnology and the Government of Uttar Pradesh, Dr. Singh said the agreement will reinforce country's position as a provider of affordable healthcare solutions. The minister highlighted that India is being described as the pharmacy of the world and is supplying vaccines to over 200 countries. He added that the country's domestic pharma market, worth $60 billion, is expected to rise to $130 billion by 2030. Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that a special team will be formed within the Indian Council of Agricultural Research to address challenges related to sugarcane cultivation in the country. The minister was virtually addressing National Consultation on Sustainable Sugarcane Economy in New Delhi today. He also highlighted that this team will formulate sugarcane policy and research directions after taking suggestions from farmers, scientists and industry stakeholders. In view of the prevailing peaceful situations on the seventh day of the imposition of prohibitory orders under Section 163 of BNSS in violence-hit Leh district of Ladakh, authorities have granted the relaxations in the restrictions in two phases. However, mobile data services and public Wi-Fi facility of 5G remain suspended today. The Union Home Ministry, MHA, has ordered to suspend mobile data services in Leh till 6 p.m. on 3rd of October 2025. Schools, colleges, universities and other educational institutions remained closed today. A powerful car bomb blast outside the headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary frontier corps in Quetta has killed 10 people and wounded more than 30. Provincial Minister in the Health Department of Balochistan, Bakht Muhammad Kakar, said two law enforcement personnel were killed in the blast while the rest of the dead were civilians. Security forces said six terrorists, including a suicide bomber, were killed in the retaliatory action. A suicide bomber detonated explosives near FC headquarters, followed by intense firing. The death toll from Typhoon Bualoi in Vietnam has risen to 26, with 22 people still missing. Vietnam's most devastating storm this year has wreaked havoc by bringing heavy rains that triggered floods, disrupting flights and train services. According to the National Weather Agency of Vietnam, rainfall exceeded 300 millimeters in several parts of Vietnam over the past 24 hours. The agency warned of a risk of landslides and flash flooding. Today, Market Mantra program will be broadcast from 8:10 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. instead of its usual time at 6:30 p.m. So tune into Akashvani FM Gold 100.1 MHz at 8:10 p.m. today to listen to Market Mantra. Durga Ashtami is being celebrated today. On this occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the citizens of the country. Isha Anil Taksale and Himanshu staged a thrilling fight back to win the 10-meter air rifle mixed team gold against country mates Shambhavi Shirsagar and Narayan Pranav. And that is the end of this news bulletin.